You're listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast.
Join us each week as we discuss life, relationships, motherhood, and everything in between.
No script, just pure chaos.
We'll be bringing some positivity, encouragement, and of course, a little bit of weird to your day.
I'm your host, Carrie.
And I'm your host, Veronica. And we are
Keeping It Weird. Welcome back to another episode of the Keeping It Weird podcast. This is a special episode that we're doing today.
Oh, good.
Very off the cuff. It's a segment that we discussed doing where one of us comes up with an episode and the other has no idea what it is.
Which is, for me, a little bit daunting because your mind is like a black hole filled with like conspiracy theories and mac and cheese. So this literally can quite possibly be anything.
Right. So
there's no predictability for you. Like zero.
So I'm going to be thinking of some episodes. She's going to be thinking of some episodes. And basically what's going to happen is
chaos.
Chaos. Absolute chaos. Because she has no idea what I'm going to say, and I have no idea what she's going to say when the time comes. But for today, this is going to be my episode, and we're going to call these segments What's Up My Sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you ready
for
What's Up My Sleeve?
I'm not, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, did I have enough caffeine today? We came together to record, and I was not prepared to do this. Like, I had not thought that this was going to be what we were doing. So, like, mentally, I'm not even prepared for this.
Yeah, and you're just going to have to react genuinely and basically pretend like you've been in on it and just go with it.
But I haven't been in on it. Like, I don't...
But you're going to have to be. You're going to have to just be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do my best.
All right, ready? Here's what's up my sleeve.
Okay.
Here's what our episode's about. Why people with teeth gaps are more attractive.
Oh my God. So do you... Okay. Let's just lay the groundwork really quick. Am I supposed to be talking like why I feel like they're more attractive? Are you going to be discussing why you feel like you're more attractive? Because obviously you're the only one sitting on the couch with a teeth gap. Like, it's not me, dog. Like,
that's up to you and how you react genuinely to this content.
So you have more. That's not it. Like, you have reasons.
Oh, I have more.
You have reasons that you...
Yes. As if they're not obvious.
Okay. They're not. So let's enlighten me.
So in case the listeners are not aware, I have a bit of a gap.
A bit?
Between my teeth.
It's like the Grand Canyon.
All right. And Veronica trolls me often and has throughout our entire friendship.
I've had to stand in the gap many a time.
So mind the gap.
Mind the gap.
So listen.
Oh, I'm listening.
I came to terms with this teeth gap in my teenage years. I was very self-conscious of it early in life. And then I came to terms with it and I haven't cared.
Oh, that's great.
For a very, very long time. So anybody who makes fun of it, it's really okay. I don't care.
I feel like it's like one of those lies your parents tells you.
Well, my mom did lie to me, in fact, because she had a teeth gap when she was little. And she asked for braces and her parents said they will grow together.
Oh.
And they did. And she has a fantastic smile with fantastic teeth. Like, she could have had braces. They're perfect. And so I had a teeth gap and I asked my mom for braces and she said, oh, they'll grow together.
They did not grow together.
I showed her. They did not grow together.
Your stubbornness really exceeded physical appearance, apparently.
Right. And your trolling exceeds all. As you take it to just astronomical levels. So
it's all I got.
My child calls my sisters really cute names like Giggle and Bubba. Those are their names as their aunts.
Right.
And Veronica has taught her children to call me Aunt Teeth.
It's just teeth now at this point. You don't even get, like, the honor of aunt. Yeah, just the teeth. Aunt. Just teeth.
Literally, I walk in the door, hey, teeth. Forever, I will be known as teeth. I will be immortalized as teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
So, thanks for that.
I think the best part of all of that was when Maggie first started to speak, and she would say, teeth. Mm-hmm. Teeth. Teeth. We taught her her first words as teeth. I think it's a cute nickname. I think it's enduring. It's taking what you used to feel as, like, a negative attribute and turning it into, like, a sweet little nickname for cute little kiddos.
You hope.
Teeth. They don't even say teeth. Teeth.
Right.
It's like T-E-E-F. Teeth.
So this episode is all about why people with teeth gaps are more attractive. So let's get into it.
Oh, gosh. Educate me.
All right. So you think about all the celebrities with teeth gaps.
Okay.
Right? They have the means and the money to get a perfect set of teeth.
They do. But then it, like, becomes their trademark.
But they don't, because it's better this way.
Sounded like a threat. It's better this way.
It's better. They know. They know.
They
could fix it. They don't.
Because it's now at this point like a trademark. Like, what is that celebrity, the football guy, the football player? What is his name? Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan. His gap is so renowned and so, like, prominent. Like, it's a part of his, not just his, it's like his brand at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He did a April Fool's prank and pretended like he had gotten his teeth fixed. And he removed the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a massive outpour
of course.
Anger.
Yes.
Anger from his fans. Like, I can't believe you did that. Like, that's a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
How
that's
very
worse.
Dare you do it?
It made him worse.
It made him worse.
Made him worse. Which brings me to my next point.
Okay.
Humans are intimidated by perfection. You are more likely to get a boyfriend or girlfriend or a friend or a job if you have a gap, because people feel more welcomed by imperfection. And they know that the gap means a judgment-free zone.
I feel like the gap just pulls them in because there's enough room in there. He just pulls them in.
Be my friend. See?
Well, it is a little less intimidating. I did remember the first time I ever saw you smile, and I was just so taken aback. Like, oh, yes.
Not that big. Oh, my gosh.
I get to be the pretty friend.
Freaking.
Just kidding. I've never had that thought. No competition. We were both very married. There was
very married.
Not just married, very married. Oh, gosh, that's funny.
All right, next point. Although,
so glad you have four.
I don't feel like I should even continue because those are just slam
just
dunks.
Enough.
Those
that's
are
just enough.
Slam dunks, okay? Teeth gaps are associated with adolescence. Therefore, you will look more youthful. This is how Madonna has been able to evade the old folks' home. For so long.
Okay, I would love to know. Like, you can't pull Madonna into this.
I know. She's got some serious Yzma energy going on. Like, what is holding this woman together? It's her teeth gap.
I don't think it is her teeth gap.
It's her gap.
I think it's a lot more than her teethies.
But she should have been escorted somewhere long ago. And
I mean, either to the old lady's home.
Been able to avoid it.
Or at least to, like, a psychiatric ward.
That's a different subject and has nothing to do with her teeth.
It's a different episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you're saying that teeth gaps make you look more youthful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they are associated with adolescence. Because, you know, when you're losing your teeth and getting them back in, sometimes your teeth can be,
so
know,
you're just
gaps.
A 12-year-old with two kids.
I didn't say that.
So you're just a 12-year-old with two
I
kids.
But I look, I'm a whippersnapper. Oh. You don't know.
Okay, so the fact that you even used whippersnapper shows your age. So if you would just exist quietly, smiling, then yes, maybe someone might think you're 12.
Okay, noted.
Whippersnapper.
People without gaps tend to be arrogant and smug.
I...
Case in point, Veronica
Miller
over here judging me.
Define arrogant.
Oh, you just think you're so special because of your straight teeth and they're all together.
My teeth are not straight.
They don't whistle when you breathe.
Whistle while we work. Now you do it. I should have had braces. My teeth are so together. If you look at my front teeth when I'm smiling, my front teeth, so yours are apart. Mine are so together, one is in front of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've never noticed it before. Oh.
So this one, like, hugs this one. They're just so in love. You know what? Maybe your teeth just don't like each other, so they're like, bah! Trying to get away from each other.
Yeah, maybe so. So I'm sure you think there can't be more.
There can't be more.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yay. Did you, like, do this research on, like, you came up with this research, or did someone else out there also have these insane thoughts?
I wrote all of this.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to put it into a PowerPoint presentation, but podcast is the perfect outlet to spread my my information with the world.
Your field work.
Yeah.
You went out there.
So people with teeth gaps tend to have more grit and determination as they have learned to thrive within a gapless society.
I want to know, like, what you were doing when you wrote that down. You make teeth gaps sound like you've lost a limb. Like, you had to just fight teeth and nail to get where you are today. Because you weren't granted the same opportunities as these straight teeth folk.
See the point above with the arrogance and smug people.
Dang it. I slid right into that.
Okay, next point.
Oh my gosh, there's more.
People with gaps are funnier than the gapless, as they are able to stick objects into the gap and bring laughter to any dinner table. Results may vary depending on size of gap, and you may use objects such as straws, toothpicks, french fries, plastic utensils, someone's finger. The larger the gap, the funnier the object, the more popular the person.
I have so many questions about this one point. Like, I'd like to really unpack this really quick. My first question. What have you stuck in your gap?
So my gap personally is not that big, but I have stuck straws.
Yeah, I can see that.
And toothpicks.
Okay. You stick paper in there. It's thin.
It's too thin.
What if you, like, jammed it up there?
I folded the paper several times, I could stick it in there. Yes, I could.
Okay. And another layer. Why have I never seen you put anything in this? Like, we've had probably close to thousands of dinners together, and I've had laughless dinners.
I've never had to resort to teeth gap humor.
That's a new genre of comedy. Here's your stand-up comedy or comedian Carrie Rich, and she's just gonna stand on stage and see what objects she can stick through her. Ooh, you could stick, like, cords through your teeth, right? If you, like, shove it in there.
I don't know. We'll see how bendy they are. But
I really need a whole segment on things that we can actually legitimately stick in the gap.
Okay.
The gap. It has its own, like, identity.
And we'll take pictures and post them to the Instagram.
I think the viewers would enjoy that. I feel like this whole segment, this whole, like, interview of you trying to sell me why the gap is so great has taken, so I feel like you as a person exists, and then the gap now exists outside of you. Like, it's taken on, like,
it's its own thing.
It's taken on a new identity at this point.
Yep.
Okay.
Mind the gap.
So you can stick things in your teeth for humor, to which I've never seen you do.
But
I'm a little disappointed.
Just as a whole, we're talking grit and determination. We're talking humor. We're talking.
Sounds like the whole package.
Youthfulness.
You don't come off as, like, aggressive. So, like, you seem more approachable.
You are welcoming, approachable, friendly. non-arrogant. You're not arrogant. Totally humble.
I was going to say, you're probably very humble because you have to look at that like every day.
Every day.
That's a humbling experience to open your mouth and it's just like right in the face.
Staring back at me. So that is why. And thus concludes our very first edition of What's Up My Sleeve.
You know what we should have called this episode?
What?
What's in my gap? What's in my gap?
I maintain the up the sleeve.
What's in the gap?
And this concludes tonight's segment.
I guess I'm just... I'm thoroughly impressed that you've not only done the research, but you've created scientific research on in a subject and in a field that I'm sure doesn't exist. I'm sure no one has thought, Michael Strand has never thought, I'm going to make a presentation about why my gap is so great. There's that other model that I can't think of. Let's see what her name is. Model. Oh, it's Georgia Mick Jagger. It's Mick Jagger's daughter. Check that out.
Wow.
Yeah. There have been some interesting debates about my teeth on Instagram. When 12-year-olds tell you to go get braces and then someone answers, don't tell her what to do.
See, I'm telling you, it's very inspirational, very attractive. And by the way, zero research went into this presentation.
So I literally just sat on your couch.
I could not sleep one night. I wrote all this down in my notes on my phone.
This is insomnia notes.
On February 17th, 2022, I wrote all this down. I was going to put it. I thought it would be funny if we all had like a PowerPoint night of just like random stuff.
That you would like to educate people on?
Just to like to be funny. And so I wrote this down in February of 2022 when I couldn't sleep one night.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, a global pandemic, and you are up at 3 a.m. writing about why you're more attractive than me because of your tooth gap. Let's just put that into perspective here, folks.
Listen, the gapped need a voice. And I am that voice.
I'm thoroughly impressed that you came up, but also not surprised because this is the kind of stupid, witty crap that you do all the freaking time. You know what? I'm gonna enlighten the listeners about the crap that I put up with on a daily basis from Carrie. Okay.
Okay.
So I asked Carrie at 12:07 p.m. today in a text message, plans for tonight, ? What I was trying to get out of her was, what time are you coming over to record? What are your plans for the day? Like, just general conversations. General conversation. Because we've already talked about on Sunday that she was going to come over tonight, Tuesday night. And she goes, yeah, I'm visiting a friend. I read that first segment and I was like, what the heck? Like, we had plans. So you just completely forgot. And now I'm a little, peeved. She's a total turd, but the good book teaches us to be charitable. To which then I realized, I'm a friend.
I'm the friend.
I'm the friend.
Yeah, I was talking about you.
But what I want, and then she sends me a picture of her freaking gap. It's right there, staring at me.
Nobody should ever read our text message threads.
Ever. One. Ever. It would not be good. It'd be a whole, that's a whole other segment. That's an episode we should do. We should read each other's text messages that we have sent to each other.
And also, nobody should ever read the notes section on my phone. I have 230 notes, and what? The Lord knows what is hidden in these pages.
I just feel like they're gems. I have, how many, how can you find the numbers? I have 20. I have 20. And you know what most of these are? Dinner ideas, to-do lists, house watching so how they can keep my 19 dogs alive.
Oh, that sounds really arrogant.
A testimony.
Smug. Oh.
My passwords. So yeah, don't go in there. It's got my passwords. Oh, and I wrote a song.
Oh, that one we should read for sure.
Jesus is a cool dude. That's the first line.
Oh my. Okay. Let's wrap this up.
Let's get out of your sleeve. I don't want to be in here anymore.
What's and up that my concludes. Sleeve? That concludes.
What's in my gap?
That concludes this segment of What's Up My Sleeve.
I hate it here.
And also,
bang, bang, bang.
This episode. And we will see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you liked us, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. See you next time.